Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Good evening, everybody. Yes, yes, here's your host, Victoria Gaither. That is me, and I'm here with our show, At Home with Victoria. Listen, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us this evening. For those of you that are listening for the first time, At Home with Victoria is a show. We do a lot of current stories in the news. We also do stories on nonprofits as well as community organizations, and entertainment co-host Michael Kay also brings us the finest undiscovered talent within the music industry, the acting industry, writers as well as directors, and also a lot of the very cool web series that are out there. So Michael is always busy. He's going to join us in a few in the conversation to talk about some new things that he has coming up. But the show that we originally was scheduled to do today, we were going to talk to Miss North Carolina, Nadia Moffitt. Nadia Moffitt is Miss North Carolina, and she decided as Miss North Carolina, you know, many ladies that win pageants love that they win the pageants, of course, not because the thrill of winning a pageant, but also because it gives them an opportunity to sort of have a national platform and to talk about good things and things that that they want to get the word out there about. So with that said, Nadia Moffitt, her biggest thing that she wanted to do was to really just help kids. So she's got this fabulous website. So if you have some time, I do want you to go ahead and take a look at it. The website itself is called the Queens Foundation. That's Q-U-E-E-N-S, apostrophe S, Foundation, thequeensfoundation.org. And it's the foundation itself is a program that basically supports women. It helps women deal with self-esteem issues, with, you know, telling women that they are beautiful, also just inspiring women to be the best that they could be, no matter where you come from or no matter what your background is. So I want you to check out that website, www.thequeensfoundation.com. And I do think that Nadia is going to be here on the line with us, so I'm hoping that this is her. We'll go ahead and check and see if this is her calling in right now. Hi, Nadia. This is Victoria. Welcome to the show. Is that you?
It is. Hi, Victoria.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We always appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, listen, I started the conversation by talking about you being Miss North Carolina. First of all, just congratulations on that win, and tell us what that experience was like when you were named.
It was, okay, well, first of all, thank you. And it was the most challenging and most rewarding experience of my life. I mean, I'm talking, you know, people talk about, you know, the whole pageant experience as, you know, glitz and glamour, but it's a lot of hard work, too. And
exactly.
That was the part that was probably the part of the experience that I wasn't ready for, was the non-glitz and glamour part. You know, holding a title, being the state title holder, is definitely an honor and a privilege. And, you know, I knew it was hard, but to the amount of work that I was going to be doing and that the whole experience would do on me was something that you won't really even begin to understand until you actually are in it.
Absolutely.
But it was a molding experience where I was able to find out things about myself, others, the people closest to me. I fell in love with North Carolina like I never believed I would. And, you know, traveled from the mountains to the city to the coast to the rural communities and, you know, just people and places and experiences just, you know, molded me as a young woman growing into, you know, adulthood.
Mm-hmm,
so
absolutely.
There were a lot of aspects. I could go on and on.
And, you know, one thing that I know a little bit about the pageant world, maybe more so than your average person, because as a reporter, news anchor, I've just had the opportunity to cover some of that. But one thing
sure.
the one thing that's interesting that we in the media always portrays with pageants is just that one aspect, and that's the whole stage where you do the walk and you get the crown. But
yeah.
What a lot of people don't know, and as you were explaining to us, there's so much more behind the scenes that go into it, just opposed to the part that we get to see when you're looking fabulous on the stage in your ball gown, and when they ask you the one question. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. So I always thought that their beauty was just really a tiny part of it, because, you know, a lot of these pageants, they're very serious, and you've got to know your stuff too.
Oh yeah, I say that it is the experience of a woman building herself in every possible aspect that she can. And that's a beautiful thing. But, you know, when I oftentimes, you know, when traveling the state and the country even, you know, a lot of mothers or, you know, girls that aspire to do pageants will ask me, you know, I want to do a pageant. And the first thing I say is, you know, it has to be the right time in your life, because it either can make you and build you up or break you down, depending on what level of self confidence you have going in it. Because even for me, and I guess, you know, I'll share a little bit about that later, you know, and working with young women, even for me, with having an understanding of who I am in the world and what makes you unique, I had my breakdown moments. At Miss USA, I had my breakdown moments. I had, you know, times where I questioned myself and compared myself and wanted to be, even though I knew that was wrong. And I had to coach myself out of it. But ultimately, you know, pageantry can be such a beautiful thing, because it's taking a woman and she's examining herself in every aspect, the way that she takes pride in her appearance, which is important in life, the way that she takes care of herself, the way that she speaks and is able to articulate the things that are wonderful and unique about her, her service to the community. There are so many beautiful aspects that all come together, you know, in a harmonious pageant, but it's really life skills behind it. And that's the big picture. And, you know, for me, not being in pageantry, I was kind of an out-of-the-box Miss North Carolina USA, because I hadn't done pageants my whole life. So for me, it was more about the life experience and the ability to use it as a vessel to do something amazing was my reason for going into the first place.
Well, asking you that question was important for me, because I kind of wanted to put that into context as we continue the conversation into the Queen's Foundation, because it really just isn't all the physical part about it and the end result that we see, like I said, when you're on the stage and you're doing the whole beauty part of it. There's a lot more to it. So with that said, how did the Queen's Foundation come about for you?
Okay, well, I'll try to make this short because I'm long-winded. You probably already picked up on that. let me see. So, you know, of course, foreshadowing like a story, I would say it started when I was 5 years old, because for some reason my mother always challenged me that she would always, anything I said I wanted to do, she said, you can do more. I see big things for you. She would always push me to do more. And then the fact that for some reason, and I say this in a very humble way, women would flock to me and ask me for advice, or I wouldn't be in middle school or high school, and girls that I seemingly didn't even know would say, you know what, I look up to you, and I want to talk to you about this that I'm dealing with, or, you know, how do I better carry myself? There were, and it was just like, me? You look at me that way?
Right.
And so, you know, going into college and doing a lot of mentoring and being an RA, I started to see some real big discrepancies that were starting early on for young women, with self-confidence that trickled on into their adulthood and then been to their demise, affecting their life. And so when I got out of college, you know, I had a weird idea to start a young professionals networking group and have this community service component, and over time the program was built focusing for young women, and we piloted it with the Boys and Girls Clubs locally in Greensboro, North Carolina, and the reply response from the parents was amazing. And so we just started this one program. It was a 6-workshop series that defined the 6 characteristics of a queen. We call it Make Me a Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, not in a pageant sense, but queen in life. And they were skills that I looked at my own life and said, these are the characteristics, qualities that are helping me and building me to be all that I can be.
I was going to ask you, what were those characteristics?
Yeah, no curriculum or research done. It was just kind of, okay, beauty. Beauty, inner and outer. Character, who I am as a person, and how do I say it to the world. Talent is the third one. That's what makes me unique. What brings my sparkle to the world. Confidence, how do I show who I am in my walk,
mm-hmm.
in my talk, everything. Then accountability, how a queen or a woman is responsible and is humble, and she can practice humility and say when she's wrong and deal with tough situations. And then the final one is vision, and that's understanding that you're not going anywhere unless you see your finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So we created, you know, it literally just created these programs that, I had no idea what I was doing while I was doing it.
And I just want to interrupt you 1 second, because those 6 characteristics that you talk about, the one that really, out of all of them, I have to tell you that jumped out to me was accountability, especially in today's world and in today's society. I think we are a society now that always looks for fault and tries to pass the buck.
Yes.
So I'm just so happy to see that you have accountability on there. And I think sometimes, you know, people get sort of scared and afraid of that word accountability, because sometimes, you know, to hold yourself accountable for something is a good thing. But even if you make a mistake, it's still not a bad thing to be held accountable for. That just means it's a learning experience. But I think sometimes people, you know, look at that as perhaps being bad and may be afraid to be held accountable for something because of, you know, some stigma or something that they actually think that is going to cast a bad light on them, you know, to be held accountable. So I was very happy to see accountability on there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I mean, these are things that every time I go through this program and facilitate this with another group of young women. This is just one of the programs within the Queen's Foundation, but this was our first beginning program. Every time I go through it, I'm learning more and more for my own life. So it's just as much enriching as it is to share this message and this experience with young women across the state, but also it's helping me. It's building me and all the volunteers that help make it happen.
I want to take a quick question, and first of all, I thank all of our friends and guests that's visiting this evening on At Home with Victoria inside the chat room. Michael Kay is producing the chat room, and I'm sort of helping him produce as well. Our very good friend Marilyn Bennett from the wonderful state of Tennessee is in the chat room, and also we have some guests. So I do thank you for taking the time this evening to join in on the conversation and interact with us in the chat room. And for those of you that are just out there listening, whether it's on iTunes or if it's on your smartphone or on your computer, again, thank you for taking the time to listen to us. Nadia, we do have questions as the conversation goes on. This is a question from a young lady in Florida. She commends you on your platform and doing good things in the community, but her question is, what type of young ladies enter the program? I guess she means her age, and just sort of, you know, what type of kids are they?
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, it depends on the program. So there are 2 programs that the Queen's Foundation has that targets young women. The Make Me a Queen program, which we just talked about, and that is targeted to middle and high school young women. So anywhere between the ages as early as, you know, between 10 to 12 and up to 18 years of age. And we do focus for groups of women that either through socioeconomic reasons statistically would not possibly do as well, not to say that they are not, to ensure that we steer them in the correct direction for their lives. We work with communities and schools, which is a network within a school that helps to ensure that young people stay in school and succeed in life. And we work with a lot of different nonprofit organizations, such as Passage Home Incorporated, which works with families or women in transitional housing. So we do programs across the board, but it's mostly on a project-by-project basis in middle and high school.
And also, I myself have had the opportunity through my television career in different cities and states that I've worked in. I always, the first thing I do is get involved with some type of youth group and teach dance or communications or public speaking or something that will help the kids, especially at-risk kids, and enrich their lives. And
yes.
I just found it to be way, way more rewarding for me, I think, than it actually was from them, because the joy that you get from a child's face when you take them from A to C, and especially if they think that they can't do something and then they actually do it, it's the greatest feeling in the world. So I know you must get some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is the most rewarding experience. And, you know, I just want to put this in there, too. It's not, you know, this program, the Make Me a Queen program, can apply to any young woman. It doesn't have to be, say, and I don't even like to use this term, at risk. This is a program that enriches any woman's life. And the reward to, from 6 weeks or, you know, most of our projects are over the course of a month time, see the growth week after week is I feel amazed every time, even though I see it happen time and time again. It's a new experience each time, and I'm just amazed with the growth and the beauty that comes out of a young woman when she understands, you know what, I don't have to be what I see on television. The smart, beautiful, articulate, confident woman is better.
Absolutely.
And that's what I aspire to be. And that's what we try to do. We try to redefine the definition of what's cool. What do young women want to emulate?
Yes, yes.
Is it the, you know, half naked women on TV? And I won't call any niggas on, you know, but is it that? Or is it the, you know, Michelle Obama, the Oprah Winfrey, the successful women all over the world that are doing amazing things in their community, and they're living a life with purpose and spreading a positive message. And to highlight that in a way that is appealing to a young woman, that's most times the change factor.
Yeah.
Where she all of a sudden has that mindset, like, I want to be that way.
And, you know, just to sort of inject something in there, Marilyn Bennett, who is talking inside the chat room, actually said that the program is great because also she feels like it's preparing and training those youngsters for careers and, like you said, just life skills. Now, for those of you that are listening and you want to learn more about the organization, again, all of her information is inside the chat room. You can also go to www.thequeensfoundation.org. Are you guys are also on Facebook, is that correct?
We are. We are on facebook.com/thequeensfoundation, and we do have a fan page. We post pictures and all sorts of things and videos from previous programs. We're actually getting ready to launch a brand new program, a pilot this summer called the Powerhouse Project, which is a mentor internship program for high school, college-bound young women, which is we're partnering with, you know, professional women of different industries and preparing them for corporate and community leadership.
Great. Now, also, what other websites, Miss North Carolina USA and also MakeMeAQueen.org, are those some of the other websites?
Well, the MakeMeAQueen.org is actually will link you right to the QueensFoundation.org website. So we have multiple URLs for the same website.
Okay, great.
And then the Miss North Carolina USA.com site, of course, has you know, a little bit of information about me. But now, you know, I'm old and washed up. I'm the Miss North Carolina USA 2010. So now, you know, now we have some of the information for the new title holder for 2011 as well. But
I got you.
I still keep in contact. Yeah, I still keep in very good relationship with the pageant. They actually just called me today. So
That's great. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it is. So, listen, so the best way to keep up is on a Twitter, also on a Facebook, the Queens Foundation. And as we have the conversation, I'm sitting here looking at your website. Very, very nice website. I kind of like to look at the website a little bit before the show starts. So all the information that you need, it's there on the website, and there's also a way that you can participate and also give. So I just encourage all of you to think about giving to the Queens Foundation. Nadia, thank you so much, sweetie, for taking the time to drop by the show and tell us a little bit about your program. Don't be a stranger. When you've got anything, you know, big that you've got coming up, you're more than welcome to come by and talk about it again. If you need to promote something, we're always here and support you very much.
Thank you. Victoria, thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. And everyone, again, that was Nadia Moffitt. She is the Miss 2010 Miss North Carolina, and she was telling us about the Queens Foundation that she founded. Now, what's interesting about Nadia's story is that this wasn't something that she kind of founded when she was Miss North Carolina. As you heard her interview, this was something that was always in her from childhood, when friends and her peers would come to her and ask her questions. So it kind of seemed like it fell right in line with her and what she was doing out there in the community when she became Miss North Carolina. So we just applaud Nadia and hope that she will continue to help all the wonderful women down there in North Carolina. And as we were having the conversation, Marilyn, my good friend Marilyn Bennett inside the chat room says that North Carolina always puts out very, very beautiful women when it comes to pageants. And I told her, I said, I agree with you 100%. And she said North Carolina always puts out some really beautiful, beautiful women. But, you know, I think also Tennessee, your state, Tennessee also puts out some beautiful women too. So I just wanted to say that to you, my good friend Marilyn Bennett. Tennessee also has some beautiful, beautiful women. But again, the foundation, where you can find more information, www.com, thequeensfoundation.org. Also, you can go to www.makemeaqueen.org, which is going to send you to that. Or just check her out on Facebook, because they've got a fan page called The Queens Foundation. I am not a fan yet, but I assure you by tonight I will be a fan. So that is just something wonderful yet another person in the world is doing. I think so often we hear about all the bad news that takes place, so it's just refreshing to hear some of the good news that is out there taking place. And again, that was former Miss North Carolina USA 2010, Nadia Moffitt, who was featured tonight on At Home with Victoria. So anybody who wants to help women, and especially help women achieve success, then they're okay in my book. But I cannot end this conversation without saying thank you to Tony Scott, I believe it is, because Tony was how Miss North Carolina, how Nadia came about to my attention. She emailed me and said, hey, Victoria, there's a young lady out there that's doing really good things, and I know you always love a good story. So with that said, I said, sure, I would love to have her on. So she and I kind of went back and forth and through via email. So Tony Scott, I thank you so much for bringing this beautiful young lady to my attention. And you can, and I'm thinking, if you're bringing women like her, then you can bring anybody anytime, because Nadia very much is a success story in that she was using her platform to do something good. So once again, we just congratulate her on that. Don't forget, At Home with Victoria is on iTunes as a free podcast, so feel free to go on iTunes and download it. You can download this episode or any other shows that you might be interested in. We're also going to be rebroadcasting our show with Joan Van Ark Talk. She was on a couple of weeks ago, and very high demand for her show, so we thought that we would go ahead and replay that again. Entertainment co-host and producer Michael Case has a lot of good shows coming up in the works, so we're looking forward to that. But we're actually going to go ahead and end the show. I do believe Michael Case said that we are going to end the show, and with a little bit of Val. Michael, go ahead and put that information for me. I think I missed it inside the chat room, so I know who that the song that we're going to end the show with tonight. So I want to, while I wait for that information from Michael Kay, I want to thank our very, very good friend, Barbara Dixon, for joining us. Barbara is Buttons' grandmother. Buttons is one of our guests that was on the show, and she's got a wonderful song out there called Move Your Feet that you can download on CD, Baby. So we're looking forward to that. But Valerie Geffner is who we're going to end the show with tonight, and her song is called My Own Boyfriend. Good night, everyone.
Sick and tired of all these people on the search to be complete, thinking they're somebody other than themselves that they should meet. I'm my...
Can you make my voice a little bit louder so I can hear it?
I'm my own. I've fallen oh so deeply to learn what I know is true. Instead of looking for another, know the answers inside you. I'm my own boyfriend. I'm my own boyfriend. There's no reason to be lonely. On your own you could get whole. All the needing for another outside yourself takes its toll. All alone I want to be full. All alone I don't want to be full. You think that anyone but me would make me feel
boyfriend and girlfriend in you, and you can be all without the people it takes.